阿斌，的观点不代表美国之音，我是宇宙，祝各位晚安，我们下次节目再见。美国国安顾问访问越南、菲律宾，锁定特朗普对华强硬政策。牛津宣布新冠疫苗试验结果，振奋人心。慈善组织为更多学童家庭供应感恩节大餐。
11月24号星期二，欢迎收看《美国观察》，我是卡拉。英国牛津大学与制药公司阿斯利康宣布，其联合研制的新冠疫苗试验结果非常振奋人心。这是继辉瑞与 BioNTech 联合研制疫苗以及莫德纳疫苗之后的又一重要进展。
牛津疫苗首席研究员安德鲁·布拉德周一说，牛津大学与制药公司阿斯利康联合研制新冠疫苗的试验结果非常振奋人心。在第三阶段的实验中，通过改变使用剂量，疫苗的有效率可以提升到 90%。
We've got a vaccine which is highly effective. It prevents severe disease and hospitalization. And intriguingly in the results, although the headline is 70% protection, we do have a subgroup who got a half dose as the first dose and then a full dose as the second dose where we saw 90% protection.
安德鲁·布拉德说，目前还难以解释牛津疫苗同辉瑞与 BioNTech 联合研制疫苗及莫德纳疫苗的效果有所不同的原因，但如果只以降低住院率和预防重症来衡量，牛津疫苗会表现出更高的有效率。英国首相鲍里斯·约翰逊在同一天宣布，英格兰地区在12月2日前将实施新的封锁限制措施，并强调入冬之后及圣诞节期间可能会有更多的挑战。在伦敦，民众对于新冠疫苗的消息表现出谨慎乐观的态度。
You know, hopefully we, it won't take that long before we can actually get it, you know? Because I said, and then, I mean, a lot of people just ignoring this thing. You know, it's not a thing that you can ignore. I mean, look at the lives we've lost. It's terrible for the amount of lives we've lost. So hopefully this will come and we'll be able to get it as soon as we can.
Speaking for myself, if I had to wait a bit longer just to make sure, that it's all very safe,that would be fine. I think everyone's sort of, a lot of people, even though it's tough, have sort of learned how to deal now with these lockdowns, and perhaps extending it a bit longer, making sure everything is safe, and then hopefully we'll be back on track next year at some point.
美国之音新闻报道。
预计的美国总统当选人拜登星期一宣布了外交与国安方面的人事任命，包括任命布林肯为国务卿，马约卡斯为国土安全部长，以及任命海恩斯为情报部门的首位女性领导人。特朗普总统敦促共和党人帮助他推进法律挑战。布林肯与拜登有长期共事的经历，在今年大选期间担任拜登的外交政策顾问，并曾在奥巴马主政期间担任常务副国务卿和奥巴马的首席副国家安全顾问。在拜登的第一任副总统任内，布林肯也担任过他的国家安全顾问。这些人事任命反映出拜登希望组建一个多元化的内阁，由精通公共政策和在政府工作经验丰富的专家组成。预计的总统当选人拜登任命前资深外交官安东尼·布林肯出任下届政府的国务卿一职。布林肯曾在克林顿和奥巴马总统期间在外交和国安系统担任要职。分析人士说，这项任命显示下一届政府的对华政策将出现调整。来看报道。
安东尼·布林肯是拜登延揽入阁的最新人选。上星期，布林肯曾获邀出席拜登召集的国安简报会。拜登在会上表达了新政府外交政策的总体方针。
My basic message: America's back, and it's no longer America alone.
拜登星期一宣布了布林肯的任命。布林肯在今年大选期间担任拜登的竞选顾问，并曾在奥巴马主政期间担任常务副国务卿和副国家安全助理等职务。在2016年4月的一次国会听证会上。时任副国务卿的布林肯谈到美中两国在气候变化、北韩、伊朗和国际维和等方面的合作，但同时强调双边关系仍然存在严重分歧。
Significant areas of difference remain, around China's assertive and provocative behavior in the South China Sea, its conduct in cyberspace, its denial of internationally recognized human rights and fundamental freedoms to its own citizens.
路透社说，今年58岁的布林肯勤于思考，谈吐温和，熟悉美国外交政策和业务细节。在奥巴马主政期间，担任国务院二号人物的布林肯主张削减美军海外部署的作战部队规模。但是，他认为特朗普总统2019年的叙利亚撤军行动有损美国的国际信誉。分析人士说，在美中关系层面，拜登目前的人事布局显示，新政府不仅会扭转特朗普总统过去四年的做法，同时也将有别于奥巴马时代的对华政策。
我们如果从拜登他的一个团队来看的话，基本上拜登本质上是不赞成的完全的 decoupling， 就完全的脱钩。那他们某种程度是想要用一个再接触，我们在国际关系所谓他的 re-engagement 的一个方式跟中国再进行一些交流。可是这个 re-engagement 跟过去奥巴马之前这种大肆的开放或者是没有控制的一个接触一样的。
在中国外交部星期一的记者会上，发言人赵立坚被问到拜登的下届国务卿任命，他以套话回应：
保持中美关系的健康稳定发展，符合中美两国人民的根本利益，也是美国国内有识之士和国际社会的普遍期待。
布林肯生于纽约市犹太人家庭，从哈佛大学毕业后取得哥伦比亚大学法学院专业学位，从政前曾在纽约和巴黎担任律师。美国之音电视报道。
消息人士报道称，一名美国海军少将对台湾进行了非公开访问，这可能是近年来已知到访台湾的美国军方官员中层级最高的一位。另一方面，白宫国安顾问到访菲律宾，表示会维护该国在南中国海争议中的权利。下面来看详细报道。
路透社报道称，一名负责亚太地区情报部门的美国海军二星少将对台湾进行了非公开访问。这则消息来源于两名匿名消息人士。中国外交部发言人称将对此予以回应。路透社的消息人士周日表示，这名美国官员是海军少将迈克尔·斯蒂德曼。根据美国海军网站，斯蒂德曼为美军印太司令部情报部门 J2 的指挥官，他可能是近年来已知的到访台湾的美国军方官员中层级最高的一位。美国是台湾最大的国际支持者，尽管双方并没有正式的外交关系，特朗普政府对台湾的支持比以往更多，包括军售的增加。中国外交部发言人赵立坚23日称，中国坚决反对任何形式的美台官方往来和军事联系。与此同时，白宫国家安全顾问罗伯特·奥布莱恩23日到访菲律宾，探讨区域安全合作以及东南亚对于美国的重要性。特朗普政府承诺将为菲律宾总统杜特尔特提供价值1800万美元的精确制导导弹和其他武器，帮助菲律宾打击与伊斯兰国恐怖组织相关的武装分子，同时再次保证会维护菲律宾在南中国海的权益。
They belong to the Philippine people. They don't belong to some other country that just because might, you know, they may be big and they may be bigger than the Philippines, they can come take away and convert the resources of the Philippine people.
奥布莱恩表示，美国支持菲律宾保护其主权、离岸资源以及所有受到国际法保护的其他权利。美国之音电视报道。
国务卿蓬佩奥七月份为奥布莱恩之行定下了基调，当时他称中国的海洋权声索是非法的，并誓言支持与中国有主权冲突的国家。文莱、中国、马来西亚、菲律宾、台湾和越南都因为渔业资源和海底能源储备而声称自己全部或部分拥有南中国海。美国政府新冠疫苗驱速运动首席科学顾问斯劳伊和传染病专家福契医生都表示，认可正在接受最终审查的两款新冠疫苗。斯劳伊说，正在接受审批的两款疫苗非常有效，他对打疫苗不会感到任何不舒服。福契说，他会毫不犹豫地接种疫苗，还会毫不犹豫地把疫苗推荐给家人。民意调查显示，大约4%的美国人对接种疫苗仍不确定。斯劳伊表示，如果大量的人接种疫苗，国家将得到全面保护，但如果只有一半以下的人接种疫苗，就不会收到效果。 美国许多的选民希望预计的总统当选人拜登就任之后能够提高最低工资。美国之音记者伊格雷西亚斯分析了增加最低工资的利与弊。
奥兰多·达维拉自2012年以来一直在这家微型企业工作。这位73岁的玻利维亚出生的备料厨师确实应该退休，但生活的担子不允许。
I need to work because I have a house and need to pay $3,000 in mortgage plus water, electricity and gas.
这家弗吉尼亚餐厅的工人中有75%的时薪为$8-12，这比联邦最低工资略高一点。目前联邦最低工资为每小时$7.25。预计当选总统的拜登已经承诺将最低工资翻一番，达到一小时$15。这家餐厅的创意总监克洛伊斯旺森希望支持他的员工，他知道这些年来生活成本已经提高。但他同意特朗普总统和参议院共和党人的话，他们说提高工资会使企业承受压力。
Because you realize that you have to have some major budgetary cuts, perhaps even just staffing cuts. I do believe we are overdue for a minimum wage raise. I think it's something that should be done incrementally.
增加最低工资的议案已在国会停滞不前，主要是因为共和党与民主党之间的分歧。议案要求将在2025年之前把薪资底线逐步提高到每小时$15。同时有7个州已经或正在朝$15的最低工资要求迈进，再加上佛罗里达州在本月的选举中选民通过了提案。自7月1日以来，首都华盛顿的最低工资已增至$15，加薪是公平的。经济政策研究所经济学家本泽波尔这样说，
Women, people of color are disproportionately paid low wages. We actually have, unfortunately, a racist and sexist labor market in the United States, and we should use whatever policy tools that we have in order to correct that problem.
但并非所有人都同意。纸杯蛋糕店的老板阿德南·哈米迪说：“这叫政府干预。”
Invest in programs that are able to help them. How about grow the person versus mandating someone to deplete a payroll, basically?
国会预算办公室估计，到2025年将联邦最低工资提高可以增加约2700万工人的工资，但也会夺走130万个工作岗位。拜登能否打破国会的僵局，可能取决于一月份佐治亚州一次关键的选举。美国参议院有2个席位正在投票中，其结果将决定民主党是否可以既掌控众议院又赢得参议院。
There are smaller things that can be done.Through presidential actions or executive orders, but an economy-wide change in labor law requires congressional approval.
美容院技术员娜塔莉·普格米尔等低薪工人充满希望。
It shouldn't be such a struggle to be at the bottom of the ladder, and I think you're going to have a stronger team and a team that stays longer if you're paying them a fair wage.
美国之音伊格雷西亚斯，弗吉尼亚报道。
在洛杉矶地区，食品储蓄所正变得越来越忙碌。食品储蓄所长兼首席执行官迈克尔·弗兰表示，自新冠大流行以来一直是这种状况。来看报道。
Pre-pandemic, we measure things in pounds, and we were distributing about 1.5 million pounds every week in and out of our distribution centers.And now we're running at 4 million pounds a week coming in and out of our distribution centers here in South LA and Commerce. And that's 145% increase in volume.
即将到来的假期季节给全国各地的食品储蓄所带来了额外的压力。
Fortunately, there has been a lot of food available out there because with restaurants closing down,schools, hotels, conventions, that's led to a lot of surplus food.Out that food banks around the country have been able to capture and deliver out. Things like produce and dairy and meat items have been available. So that has been great in allowing us to meet a higher demand.
I really love doing community service and adding, like, contributing to my community. And I didn't know that there was so much food insecurity, especially around Los Angeles. So I thought that it would be nice to come and help out the best that I can.
As the families come through and receive food assistance in a way where they don't have to leave their cars and it's done in a public health safe way, there's great appreciation. I mean, there's so many people are just struggling right now. They're worried about rent payments. They're worried about all of their sort of basic expenses, and there's just not enough money to meet their food needs. So when our volunteers and team are able to provide food to families and individuals, there's a real great sense of appreciation.
美国之音新闻报道。
上周，当一个本地的慈善组织发放装满传统节日大餐食材的食品篮，对洛杉矶数以百计的学生和他们的家人来说，感恩节就提早降临了。
家庭和学校代表排队领取他们的袋装的冷冻火鸡、新鲜土豆、胡萝卜、水果、馅料、调味料、玉米和豆类。帕特里夏·萨拉维亚为格纳达小学的25个学童的家庭领取食品篮，这样他们可以直接从学校领取。他说，学校因为新冠大流行而关闭，所以对那些有需要的家庭来说，今年比许多往年更难过节。
They do it every year, but this is more important and more significant because some people can't, you know, can't afford or can't have food on the table every day.
洛杉矶圣费尔南多谷地区的北谷基督教青年会和当地校长合作分发食品篮，校长挑选家庭，而当地的赞助者提供购买食品的资金。
Clearly, there's great need like every year. This is our 14th year, but this year the demand is even greater.
食品篮将整整分发两天，那些无法烹饪全套晚餐的家庭可以选择礼券。
根据全国聋人中心的数据，美国有大约半数的聋人没有工作，但像瑞安·马里切夫斯基这样的创业家正在试图改变现状。来看美国之音记者巴弗拉江的报道。
位于首都华盛顿，这家叫马泽利亚的披萨店异常安静，部分原因是因为店主和员工都是聋人，他们使用手语沟通。执行长瑞安·马里切夫斯基说，他有两个主要目标，制作出色的柴火披萨饼，并为美国的聋人提供工作机会。他通过口译员和美国之音谈话。
It's an opportunity, to a springboard for deaf people, for different opportunities for themselves to develop soft skills such as negotiation, leadership, conflict resolution. Those are all critical skills that you take with you regardless of where you go in life.
马里谢夫斯基在加利福尼亚州的旧金山也拥有一家披萨店，他的聋人工作团队在那儿已经做了9年披萨。在首都华盛顿，马泽利亚披萨店在新冠疫情流行期间专注于外卖和外送服务，生意一直很忙碌。他们还从华盛顿广大的聋人社区和附近的加洛迪特大学招揽生意和员工。这所大学教育聋人和重听的学生。
It's out of this world. I can't even explain. You know, for four or five years, I've worked without another deaf person. I've had to text other people on the phone, or you know, if there was a staff meeting or something, I'd poke one of my fellow, you know, coworkers, and they'd write, you know, kind of what was being said. The deaf folks very often are unemployed and underemployed. We might get stuck in the back of the house washing dishes.Or doing prep. We never work front of the line because there's never an opportunity because restaurants think that we're unable to communicate with the customers.
但如今口罩可能让彼此交流理解变得更困难。不过瑞安·马里谢夫斯基说，总会有办法的。
And if you think about Italians in general, they're very animated. There's lots of gesturing, and our customers seem to enjoy it as they come in the door.
马泽利亚现在有11名员工。但老板希望在新冠病毒结束可以安全的全面重新开张以后要扩大营业。美国之音记者巴弗拉江华盛顿报道。
随着致命的新冠病毒在美国和全球继续蔓延，人们日常中开始使用与疫情相关的应用程序来确定风险。来看美国之音记者塔波的报道。
位于宾夕法尼亚州的卡内基梅隆大学的两名大学生开发了一个交互式应用程序，该程序可以一键显示世界各国的新冠病例和死亡的实时数据。
Basically, go on the website, you'll see a globe of the entire world, and you can click on any country in the world, and you'll get the most recent, active cases, the number of deaths, and the number of recoveries in that country.
他们说，他们所开发的是第一个以三维格式显示最新的新冠疫情数据的应用程序。
There are others that do sort of this 2D map, but we believe that it's sort of more intuitive to be able to see everything in sort of three dimensions and be able to relate things much, much easier.
罗德岛布朗大学的医师利兹·戈尔德伯格和梅根·兰尼也开发了一个应用程序。
The idea of this app is that before you go to the event, you can put in all the things you know that you might encounter, such as how many people are there, whether masks will be worn, how big the space is, and what type of activities you'll be doing. And then you get an idea of what your risk would be, in contracting COVID if you decide to attend that event.
这两位医生说，他们想帮助人们计算生活中想要做的事情的风险。
As an emergency physicians, Dr. Goldberg and I were constantly being asked by friends and family, "Is this safe to do? Is this safe to do?" And we try to provide our best guesses based off of the science that we know.
拉加特·米塔尔教授制定了一个公式来帮助预测通过空气传播新冠病毒的风险。但是米塔尔教授并没有将他的公式变成一个应用程序。他说，应用程序可以告诉你要去商店或与朋友见面之类所面临的风险，但并不能保证不感染到病毒。
The power of it is not necessarily to be able to give you an absolute, estimate of risk, but more a relative estimate of risk. That if I'm going inside a place where there's five people,versus 20 people, how much does my risk go up? Relative values is the key, and I think that's good enough to be able to kind of drive behavior.
随着世界在新冠疫情中挣扎，人们正在转向使用应用程序来确定自己的日常风险。美国之音记者塔博报道。
过去依赖面对面互动的时装行业已经为工作人员做出调整，来适应新冠病毒的现实环境。来看美国之音记者莫斯卡科夫发来的报道。
虚拟工作把工作场所的服装规定暂时放在一边，而将重点转移到如何在工作视频会议上光鲜亮相。
Well, that's a new reality now, right? So a lot of us can't see each other in person, so we have to do a lot of Zoom meetings, video meetings.And I thought, you know, you still have to see each other, so you still have to worry about how you look, whether it's your makeup, your hair, accessories, you know, clothing, well, at least the top half.
个人造型师林婷已经转移工作重心，来帮助客户在虚拟会议上以最佳外形出现。个人造型师的咨询费在$70 to $325之间。
The client has to bring everything in front of the computer, show me different pieces they have, things that they're happy about, things that they're not happy about, and I kind of give them advice, on whether to keep it or not.
首都华盛顿的造型和设计师杰森·博尔在 Zoom 等视频应用上发布了一系列 Instagram 视频教程。
Work with an interior designer and work with a stylist such as myself to figure out, okay, what colors work best with my skin tone? What should I wear if I paint the wall this color? What should I wear in front of it? What should the background and surroundings look like? What there should be a great piece of artwork hanging behind you as well.
罗莎娜·沃尔莫豪是首都华盛顿一家形象咨询公司的业主。她说，每一样东西都重要，甚至背景也很重要。
You really want to do the work to figure out where in your home is going to be most optimal for a Zoom call. And the key element of that is the lighting. Set up a little desk area for yourself, that has a background that is pretty neutral.
新冠病毒对服装零售商产生了明显的影响，沃尔玛说。2020年上半年，他们销售的上衣和夹克远比裤子和裙子多， 办公室服装零售商也在改变他们的重点，将注意力从整体外观转移到通过 Zoom 和 Skype 或一些其他视讯会议所看得到的东西。美国之音记者莫斯卡科夫华盛顿报道。
尽管新冠疫情持续蔓延，美国的一些购物中心业主仍然在继续计划在今年让圣诞老人像往年一样出现，但是顾客会看到更多的注意事项。来看美国之音记者迪亚洛的报道。
购物中心和零售店正在竭尽所能要让欢乐的圣诞老人来到现场，同时保证跟他会面的顾客安全，以免传播新冠病毒。今年圣诞老人必须佩戴口罩，也不让小朋友坐到他的腿上。这些妈妈们说他们仍然很高兴，觉得不虚此行。
Even though we're in a pandemic, it's important that the kids are still able to be kids and still keep up with the regular traditions.
It was good that we got to see him in person, even ifThey couldn't sit on his lap.
A Barbie doll.
Barbie doll. A unicorn.
扮演圣诞老人的唐雷米说，亚克力的屏障提供一层额外保护，但有时候会很难听清楚对方说话。
The experience this year obviously is going to be the glass in front of the harder of hearing for wishes from the children, which are normally soft-spoken to start with. But everybody here seems to be doing a good job as far as keeping their social distancing and respecting everybody's health.
圣诞老人的助手会在每个访客之间清理防护屏障，它不会反光，因此留作纪念的照片不会有照相机的闪光。
It was the best time I ever had.
I mean, Santa's gonna come.And get us me a lot of presents.
Yeah, he is.
洛雷塔·梅尔卡多是一家连锁店的总经理。他说，公司今年不可以没有圣诞老人，但要采取安全的方式。
It's very important that we had all the safety features in place, all the social distancing, temperature taking, you know, the wonderful things we have to offer between, you know, Santa Wonderland's shield here and the cleaning that we do air between each and every guest.
但并非所有人都选择维持传统。梅西百货今年取消了亲自到场活动。该公司表示，通常到他们在纽约的旗舰店看圣诞老人的人超过25万，而他们无法为这些人提供安全的环境。美国之音记者迪亚洛报道。
节目的最后，我们一起来看一看美国第一夫人梅拉尼亚·特朗普今天在白宫前接受了2020年的白宫圣诞树。今年的白宫圣诞树是弗雷泽冷杉，高18英尺、5英寸。一起来看一看。
It's an empirical matter, this high correlation between countries that protect religious liberty and countries that protect all the other freedoms that the United States has traditionally cared about. There is a fundamental difference.Between liberal democracies, such as the United States, which are grounded in an affirmation of human rights, and countries like China, Iran, Russia, which repudiate the very idea of human rights.